Okay, so this morning's shiur is dedicated in memory of Henry's father-in-law, Chaim Abba ben Yosef, who's the Yuritzadis today. So we left off, we're talking about the intricacies of mitzvah babi aveira. So there is a question now that Tosus raises about the very sugya mitzvah of Aveira, and begins to put some very serious limitations on the principle of mitzvah of Aveira. So it appears on the third page of the Mar Makamos. It's the very beginning of the third page of the Mar Makamos, the top of the page, Mar Makam number 7. Tosus in Asugya asks the following question. Vim toima. Lekamon de paslinan lulav shel asher v'shelyani dachas v'shum demechta shiurei. The Gemara later on speaks about the reason why a lulav from an Asherah tree, a tree that was worshipped as an idol, or a lulav that comes from a tree from an irni dachas, the common denominator between the two is that it has to be destroyed. The Asherah, which was literally worshipped in the irni dachas, it came from a city that the people in the city worshipped some other kind of avodah zar, but the whole city has to be destroyed. So in both of these cases, the Gemara says explicitly one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of lulav with either one. Why is that? So the Gemara explains, mishum demechta shiurei. Because the shear of the lulav isn't here. What does it mean the shear is not here? So we know that physically a lulav has to have a certain size, 4 tvachim to it. The Gemara tells us that anytime something requires a shear, if the item involved is something that has to be destroyed, has to be burnt, so then we view it as if it's already burnt. We view it as if it's already chopped up, as if it's already a little piece into ashes, and you no longer have 4 tvachim of lulav. You have 4 tvachim of a pile of ashes. So the Gemara says that that's a din min haTorah, called kesusei mechta shiur. The shiur is literally chopped up, and that's the reason why the lulav of the asher and the onidachas is not acceptable. Yes, tells the kasha, teipuk lemishum mitzvah babi aveira. Said, why in the world does the Gemara have to come on to left field to another reason called kesusei mechta shiur, which has its own world of lamdas and limitations to it? And I would say, hopefully, mitzvah we'll talk about it in the future, but I'm not going to get that close to daf lamed aleph, and at least not this man. So comes to us and asks, why does the Gemara have to introduce a new factor into the mix called Ksusim Echtash Yurei? Why don't we disqualify it for a simple reason, a mitzvah babi aveira? What's the mitzvah babi aveira? It was used for an aveira. It was used for the aveira, for the zara. So if you have an asherah tree that somebody bowed down to, induch aveira gedola mizu. So why does the Gemara have to search for an alternate reason to disqualify lulav shel asherah? It should be like a lulav gozel. Lulav gozel is possible. Besides lachem, that's a second issue. But lulav gozel is possible even after the first day when there's no din of lachem, because the mitzvah of aveira. So too, the asherah should also be covered by the principle of mitzvah of aveira. So Vesu says to us, amai shirina de lav asherah de Moshe. To make matters even worse, there are some times when asherah doesn't even possible. There are some situations, which again, beyond the scope right now, when ksusei mechta shirin doesn't even apply. But the Gemara uses a phrase called Asherah de Moshe, which according to most Rishonim means a type of an Asherah that you can't be mevatel. There's a din that when you have the davar shel avodah zarah, so you can take it and have a goy, take it and throw it onto the ground and say it's worthless, it's meaningless, I don't believe it in anymore, and then the Isser of Asherah will fall away. So there's a technical intricacies later on daf lamed aleph when that applies, when it doesn't apply. But suffice it to say, Tosu says, why does the Gemara drain us with Ksusei mechta shiurei? And because the Gemara is working with the guidelines and the parameters of Ksusei mechta shiurei, the Gemara actually has certain cases where maybe an Asherah tree would be kosher. It says, Tosu, stop. Hold the phone, says Tosu. Every Asherah should be out, off limits because of the principle of mitzvah b'aveira. After all, an aveira was done. So says Tosu, to answer this question, totally redefines what mitzvah b'aveira is all about. The lodomi legezel says Tosfos, a lulav that somebody worships, somebody bowed down to, is not the same as a stolen lulav. Why is that? The lodomi legezel, the machmas averis agezel bo a mitzvah shiyotze bo. In the case of a stolen lulav, it is specifically because you did the avera of stealing that is now enabling you to fulfill this mitzvah. If you wouldn't have stolen the lulav, you wouldn't have a lulav. That's no problem. You know, you didn't go to the store and buy a lulav. So the only reason why you personally didn't have a lulav is because you did an aveira. So there's a direct correlation. There's a cause and effect between the aveira that was done and the mitzvah that you're performing. That is the parasha mitzvah of aveira. However, aval hani, in the case of the avodah zarah, otu machmas aveira shenasis bo min nothing gay. Because you or somebody else worshipped this asherah tree last week, how in the world is that impacting on your being yotzei the mitzvah? You could have been yotze the mitzvah just as easily if that meshugana wouldn't have bowed down to the Asherah tree. So there's no cause and effect. There's no implication of what he did. There's no effect on that on your ma'aseh mitzvah. And therefore, that is not called mitzvah babi avera. So Tosfos just redefined mitzvah babi avera for us. Mitzvah avera does not mean you can't use an item that an avera was done to. That's not what I don't care. An avera was done to something 6 months ago. Why does that disqualify it from being used for a mitzvah li'olam vod? A mitzvah habal, listen to the words, mitzvah habal b'avera. The mitzvah is literally coming about because of an avera. Not that you can't use an object that an avera was done. Mitzvah shenase b'cheftza avera. There's no such thing. It's mitzvah habal b'avera. The mitzvah is being brought about to existence by the avera, such as in the case of the gezeila. That's Tosfos' redefinition, reformulation of what mitzvah b'avera means and what it doesn't mean. But now Tosfos gets a little bit stuck. Umiyu says Tosfos. In the third line, Yesh Svarim de Gasira Lekamon, Amasnisin de Esrok Shalashera, my time, I'm Shumdav Levitza Babi Avera. There is a Gemara in Daflamid Hey, which again, I don't think we're going to get to this man, where the Gemara says, why is an Esrok Shalashera no good? And all of a sudden, Baruch Abu, the Gemara says, Mitzvah Babi Avera. All of a sudden, Mitzvah Babi Avera enters into the scene again. So asks Tosfos on themselves, according to what we just said, that Mitzvah Babi Avera doesn't make any sense when there's no cause and effect between the Avera and the Mitzvah, the mere fact that an Avera was done to this item is not relevant. So then why in the world is the Gemara mentioning it by an Esrog Shel Ashera? So Tosfos says, don't get too bent out of shape from the Kasha. Don't get too worried about the Kasha. You know why? The time of Mishubeshesi, says Tosfos, that Gersa is wrong. That line in the Gemara about Esrog Shel Ashera, Shubhavim Mitzvah Bev Avera, is not a correct Gersa. And says Tosfos, I'll prove to you it's not a correct Gersa. Because the real reason why an Esrog, which is from a Sheira tree, is no good, the real reason is the reason of Ksuse Mechtesh Yurei, because there's a Shear for an Esrog also. It's the Esrog Dami Boy Shear. As Tosfos is about to prove to you, that an Esrog requires a Shear. And therefore, the correct reason why it's possible is because of Ksuse Mechtesh Yurei. Why in the world would the Gemara have misled us and thrown in a factor into the children that's totally irrelevant, totally unnecessary? So therefore, Tosfos is comfortable by saying that Gersa is wrong. The Emes reason why the Lulav and the Esrog Shel Asherah apostle is for some totally different reason. Ksusti Mechdish Yuri. Ayin Lamed Aleph and Lamed Hey, and you'll figure it out when you get to this, as Tosfos. But to apply Mitzvah Babi Avera to cases of Asherah is not correct. And the reason being, because Mitzvah Babi Avera means Avera causing Mitzvah, not merely an Avera having taken place. So this is Tosfos' basic Yisod in the entire Sugya. Notwithstanding Tosfos' whole approach is only as true as their text is true. Namely, if Tosfos is correct, then that line in the Gemara doesn't exist. It shouldn't be there. It was never there. It was never supposed to be there. So then their Shtikl Torah is correct. If you have other Rishonim who did have that Girsa, who insist that that Girsa is a correct Girsa, then obviously Tosfos' formulation or reformulation of Mitzvah Bavera is not accurate. So there were Rishonim, we know for a fact, about the Girsa. It wasn't just a Girsa Mishubesha, it was just some scribe made a mistake. There were Gedoli Rishonim who had that Girsa.
But do we think that Tosfos had that Girsa because it didn't make sense? They were saying that it was...
You know, when you say they had the Girsa is a tricky thing because Tosfos had different. There were different manuscripts of the Gemara. There were a couple of, you know, Yadik Sav Yad that had those three words in it. Yadik Sav Yad didn't have those three words in it. So, you know, Tosfos is trying to figure out which is the more correct of the two. So Tosfos is saying it doesn't make sense. And based on everything that we know about the sugyas, it doesn't seem to be an accurate Gersa.
So Tosfos has access to multiple
Gersa. Yeah, Tosfos for sure. I mean, Rashi all the time says Hachi Garcinan. The words Hachi Garcinan, when Rashi writes Hachi Garcinan, that means by definition, this is the Gersa in contrast to the following, which is not the Gersa. So again, there weren't like, you know, major differences. You know, you had Shas is 2,400, so whatever it is, Dafim. So it's not that you had 2,400, you know, million differences. You had a difference here, you had a line here, you had a word here. And those words could sometimes have a very, very big impact on the entire sugya. So this is a classic example. If you have those words, then you have a whole other understanding conceptually of Mitzvah B'Avera. If you don't have those words, then you can fall back on Tosfos' definition of Mitzvah B'Avera. So we understand Tosfos' shita. We understand to ignore those words, to cross out that Girsa, and to approach Mitzvah B'Avera through the eyes of Mitzvah being caused by the Avera. But any Rishon who had a different Girsa obviously is going to have a different lumdus as to what Mitzvah B'Avera is all about. So if we take a look at the ninth in the Marmakamos, the Raivid wrote a Hilchas Lulav It's reprinted in the end of the Chiddush Ramban in Maseches Sukkah, because the Ramban has a critique of the Raiva. The Ramban goes, you know, piece for piece with the Raiva, things that he disagrees with. So the Raiva in Hilchos Lulav is discussing some of the things relevant for us right now. Indian esrog nirali b'chol asher shebaolam, says the Raiva, any esrog that comes from any tree that was worshipped, afilu b'misham shevadizara, even if the tree itself wasn't worshipped, but the tree was used for the purposes of worshipping something else, pasul b'chol hayom, says the Raiva, in one fell swoop, it's out of the question. It's pasul lagamre, afilu b'di'evet, even after the fact, b'di'evet, not anything that we use for avodah zarah, the esrog from any shape or form of an avodah zarah tree is off limits. My timer, listen to the reason why the Raiva would say. Now, if we were Tosas here, we would have expected something along the lines of Ksus de Mechta Shure to present itself. Says the Raiva, you know why it's possible? Mishum da'avalei mitzvah babi aveira. Says the Raiva, the reason why the Esrog shall asher is asur is da'afka for the reason of mitzvah babi aveira. And listen to this. V'hochi parish la b'gemara, kabi Esrog. And that's what says in the Gemara. Yeah, Tosfos would say, that's what says in the Gemara. That's the wrong text anymore. But the Raiva is disagreeing. So the Raiva is sitting also in France, but in southern France. You know, the Balei Tosfos was sitting in northern France, and the Raiva is sitting in southern France. It wasn't like, you know, in North Jersey and South Jersey. They were different kingdoms. They were different worlds. They were Lingamri, different cultures. So comes the Raiva and says that we here in Provence, in southern France, we think the correct Girsa is Mitzvah Babi Aveira. And therefore, the Raiva is going to continue and explain how we understand that. So the Raiva is working with that Girsa, and now he's trying to explain, so what is it about the Esrog Shel Asher that makes it a Mitzvah Babi Aveira? So the Raiva has a startling statement. It's the third line into the Raiva. So skip a little bit, the middle of the third line, V'taimam Ayi. He says, what is the grandiose Aveira that's violated at the what's the mitzvah babi avera that disqualified the esrog shel asher? The time am I mishum de kamis hani minei bechazusa overecha afilu b'detil levada. Says the Raivid, you want to know what the mitzvah babi avera is? So if you would have asked me, I would have said the mitzvah babi avera. What's identify the avera? The avera is the avodah zarah that was worshipped last week. That's not the avera. The avera is, says the Raivid, when you shake an esrog, you take an esrog, shel asherah, that esrog is also b'hanah. You are inevitably going to violate the isur hanah of avodah zarah at the time that you're shaking the esrog. How are you going to violate it? The mere fact that you're fulfilling a mitzvah, we apply the rule mitzvah slavi hanas didnu. Fulfillment of a mitzvah does not constitute a prohibited benefit. So what's the hanah shebo? You ever see, I have this image of my grandmother shaking a little bit esrog. Ah, geschmack. Some people used to think, in Eastern Europe, I think they used to think that the smelling of the esrog is an intense ma'akim in the air, but you have to smell the esrog. Forget, some of the Rishonim say it's better not to smell the esrog because of a bracha shayla. There's a machlekes of Rishonim, whether you make a brachas reach tov b'peiros. Normally when you smell a nice smelling fruit, you're supposed to make a bracha, no sin reach tov b'peiros. So some Rishonim say when you smell an esrog, you should make that bracha. Another Rishonim say you only make that bracha on something you can eat, not on something that you can use for a mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, it's better not to smell the esrog when you shake it. But I guess the women in Eastern Europe, they never read that Mishnah, they were older than the Mishnah Berurah. So comes the Raiva and he says, you're going to shake the little bit of esrog, a geshmak from the rei reach sodek reach sher berach Hashem. It's a beautiful geshmak, a smell of Gan Eden. And that's going to be a problem because that esrog is off limits. You're not supposed to be smelling that esrog. That esrog is also by Norma Deraisa because of Avodah Zarah. Says the Raiva, thus is the mitzvah babi aveira. So the mitzvah babi aveira, we got the wrong aveira. The mitzvah babi aveira is not the aveira of last week that you worshipped the esrog tree. No, that's not the aveira. And that wasn't aveira, but that's not what's preventing you from doing the mitzvah. It's the aveira that's going to be violated by shas tilas alulov. That is the problem. That's the mitzvah babi aveira, and that's the Raivish proud in the girsa of mitzvah babi aveira by esrog.
Did we say by Erla though that the esrog hanah prevented you from it being?
It's not fair because we only gave a little snip of that gemara daf lamed hey. So that's assuming that the Gemara is saying Susim Mechtashure, but the Raivit says the correct Girsa in that Gemara is Aksim Mechtashure. The correct Girsa is Mitzvah Babi Aveira. So we can't ask a Kasha from our Girsa to the Raivit's Girsa. So within that small, within the world of the Raivit, that there is a Gemara, the Tosfos denies exists, but according to the Raivit, there is a statement in Chazal that an Esrog Shel Asherah is off limits because of Mitzvah Babi Aveira. What is the Aveira? The Aveira is the spelling of the Esrei. Now, it's obvious then, if that is the Aveira, then that would only apply to an Esrei, it wouldn't apply to a Lulav, which is exactly what the Ravid says. This is Masha'en Kein Bebine Lulav. When it comes to a Lulav, so obviously there is no mitzvah be Aveira, and a Lulav doesn't smell. So that's exactly why the Gemara, vis-a-vis Lulav, had to come up with other reasons, Aksusim Echtashirei. So when all the dust settles, we have a major Machlekes tells him the Ravid, what is the Girsa? And assuming we've identified the Girsa, we have a very novel approach to the Ravid, what the Aveir per se is. So according to Tosfos, there's no such Girsa. There's no such Gemara. And the reason why there's no such Gemara is because the Aveir is not contributing to the mitzvah, and therefore it's not subject to the disqualification of mitzvah by Aveira. According to the Ravid, there is such a Girsa, and the rationale behind this Girsa, the Aveir behind this Girsa, is the Aveir of Binene from Avodah Zarah. But again, obviously, according to the Ravid, it would only apply to the Esrei, not to the Lulav. And now we have a third puzzle.
Okay.
I mean, the Ravid had a lashon that it's Mishum Dukom is Hanimin A, that because it's almost impossible not to smell, not to enjoy it a little bit. I mean, I guess in theory, if he knows the stuff, then theory would be okay, according to the Ravid. Right. But comes the 10th of the Rambam, comes the Rambam, not in the Rambam Mishnah Torah, but the Rambam Peshe Mishnayis, and the Rambam also had that Girsa. So Tosus says, you know, Mach Ravek is throwing out this Girsa. It existed in the Ravid's Gemara, it existed in the Rambam's Gemara, but the Rambam takes the Girsa even one step past the Ravid. Comes the Rambam, and the 10th of the Rambam comes, in the Peshe Mishnayis. Mitzvah of Aver in a mitzvah. The Rambam introduces with a klal gov, the mitzvah of Aver is no good. Ulefikach, and therefore, Lulav Agozo Vishal Ashera. That is the reason why a stolen lulav is no good, and that is the reason why the asherni and nidachas are no good as well. Now, wait a second. The Rambam is not talking about no smelling of an esrei. He's talking about a lulav. Yeah, the lulav didn't smell in Egypt either. So why does the Rambam apply the principle of mitzvah aver to lulav shel asher v'shel nidachas? So the answer is the Rambam must have learned, not only did he have the girsa of mitzvah aver, but he interpreted mitzvah aver to mean not the Aveira of smelling now, the Aveira of worshipping last month. That's the mitzvah of Aveira. There's absolutely no correlation, living and dead, between the Aveira that you did and the mitzvah that you're doing. So the Rambam says, so what? He says, Tosfos are the ones who made up that you sowed. According to the Rambam, mitzvah of Aveira means that an Aveira was done to this item, and now you want to use an item that an Aveira was done to? That's all flip that you can't do. That's a mitzvah of Aveira. So we now have three very, very different approaches in the Rishonim. What is mitzvah aveira? What are the words mean mitzvah aveira? So according to Tosfos, Tosfos had the most limited approach to mitzvah aveira. Mitzvah aveira means that there is an absolute direct correlation between the aveira that was done. It is that aveira that was done that is contributing, that is enabling, that is facilitating your fulfillment of the mitzvah. That is the only thing mitzvah aveira means, and therefore it only makes sense in the context such as gezeil luvah gozel. If you wouldn't have stole the lulav, you wouldn't have it. That's mitzvah aveira. Avodah Zarah, what is aveira? What is the smelling? What is the worshipping? None of that has any impact on the mitzvah per se, and that is not even in the parsha mitzvah aveira. Therefore, the girsa in effect is wrong. That's Tosfos' extreme view, limited view of mitzvah aveira. The Ravid says no. Mitzvah aveira can also mean if while you're doing the mitzvah, you are also doing an aveira. The aveira and the mitzvah going hand in hand, even though the aveira is not facilitating. The smelling of the esrei is not causing you to fulfill the mitzvah. On the other hand, it's happening at the same time. The Ravid says that's also a problem. That's also a potential mitzvah aveira. And the Rambam says even further, the Rambam says a mitzvah ba aveira. The aveira was done last month, 20 years ago. Somebody bowed down to this tree. Now those payers are off limits, li'olam void, because it's a mitzvah ba to a chefta, that's a chefta shel aveira.
How does that work with Yerhan Adachas
according to the Rambam? Oh, excellent. I mean, there was no aveira done to this tree. Oh, very excellent. Okay, we can get to it. Very good. Excellent, excellent. It's going to lead us into the little bit of a better, hopefully a better understanding of what the Rambam is talking about. So exactly what Tosfos didn't want to say, it's exactly what the Rambam said, that much, much more than the Ravid. The Rambam said that an aveira that was done in the past, which has no impact on what you're doing now in the present, that's also called mitzvah aveira. So at first glance, if you take this Rambam could take us very, very far, perhaps further than we're even comfortable in going. If we take the Rambam at face value, any time an aveira was done to this item, it's off limits. This doesn't seem to be correct. This seems to be a little bit overkill. There is a sugya a little bit later on, a daf lamed gimel, where the Mishnah and the Gemara talk about the following. One of the psulim of a hadas is if it has too many berries on it. By the time we see hadasim, all the berries have been long removed. But if you have hadas, right off the tree, it's got a lot of berries. Depending on what color the berries are and depending on how many berries there are, that could potentially disqualify the hadas. For different reasons why that's true, but the Mishnah said beferish that if you have more berries and the berries are a bad color, that could ruin the entire hadas. So the Mishnah says, but you can fix it, you can rectify it, you simply pluck the berries off, and no problem. The only thing is, the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to pluck those berries off on Yontif, because by doing so, you're almost like fixing the hadas, and it's a problem, according to many Rishon Derabbanan, according to some, maybe even Deraisa, a problem of Makom Patish, you're fixing something that's quote-unquote broken. The hadas was possible for, you are rectifying, you're fixing it. So that's a potential malacha problem on Yontif. So that's a complicated sugi with a lot of potential emaisa applications. That sugi, the Flamin Gimel, again, probably not going to get to it in the next couple of weeks. But comes the Gemara and says that one of a person went out and did an Aveira. He plucked the hadas, the berries off Shlokid, and he violated Hilchos Yontif. So pretty much it's okay. But the Eved, pretty much it's going to be okay. There are some very, very technical issues about what if the hadas was possible when Yontif started, it became kosher on Yontif, is that a problem of Hadochoy, it used to be possible. Those are technical, tangential details. But fundamentally, Bikaron, the fact that you did an Aveira to it, that in and of itself doesn't disqualify it from being a kosher hadas. So comes Reuven Grzovsky. Reuven was the Chiddush of Reuven. He was the son of Baruch Ber. So it comes with Reuven and says, I don't understand the Rambam in light of that. So yeah. The Rambam makes this blanket statement, all-encompassing statement in Perash Mishnayos. You didn't have air. Somebody worshipped this Asherah tree 20 years ago. So now the Asherah tree is off limits to the old void. So I understand. Somebody was Mechal Yomtev for this Hadas 5 minutes ago. So why isn't that called a mitzvah of Aveir? That should be a problem. That should be tantamount. That should be the halakha equivalent of the Asherah tree that was worshipped a long, long time ago. That's kasha number one of Reuven. Kasha number two of Reuven is exactly your kasha. So wait a second. You think mitzvah of Aveir means this item, an Aveir was done to this item, and therefore it has to suffer the consequences of the Olam Vod? So Bishlam, I understand the Asherah tree, because at least the Meshuggah bow down to this tree. But Yoni Dachas, nothing happened to this tree. Nobody worshipped this particular tree. All the Yonidachas means is to have a city, and most of the people in the city worshipped idols. Which idol? They worshipped this tree. Maybe they didn't make a hint, but not necessarily. So they worshipped a different idol. And now the whole city is brought to trial. And now we have to destroy the entire city. We have to go up and smoke vice to tell all the Sibbana we have to burn the trees. But before we burn the tree, some Meshuggah goes and runs and grabs the esrog and the lulav off the tree. So the Mishnah says it's no good. And the Rambam says, mitzvah v'yaveira, l'fikach lulav shel asherah is no good. What's the mitzvah v'yaveira? He said, nobody worshipped this tree. So says Rabbi Reuven, I don't understand the Rambam on both counts. I don't understand the case of the person who taka did the aveira chilul yantuf, where the Rambam also accepts it would be all right. The Mishnah v'yaveira would be okay. If you be the Eved, it would be all right. And I don't understand the other half of the Rambam. Why is the Rambam passing the Shel Asher or Shel Yonidachas when no real Aveir was done to that? So it says with Reuven, obviously you have to reformulate the Rambam. You have to redefine what the Rambam was saying and perhaps what the Rambam wasn't saying. It says with Reuven, what the Rambam in the Perashat Mishnayos is driving at in his very, very all expansive definition of Mitzvah Aveira, what it means is as follows. It is not enough to focus and say, an Aveira was done to something. Somebody did an Aveira last month, and therefore, I can't use it forever. Not true, says Reuven. What it means is that something was toface on the Chefza. Something, some halachic new name was chal on this Chefza. This Chefza has now taken on a new status in halacha. It used to be called just a plain, simple tree. It used to be a palm tree. It used to be an esrog tree. Now it's called a Chefza of X. What's the X? The X is an Aveira. The X is some new title that is associated with Aveira. What does that mean practically? When somebody worships something for Avodah Zarah, it is not just to say that the Gavra violated Avodah Zarah. Something changed in the Chefza. There are new halachas that now apply to the Haraya. Now there's a Nisr Hanor that's Chal in the Chefza. Now you're not allowed to bring the Chefza into your house. Now there's a mitzvah Abeti Abim is called Mekaymes. There's a mitzvah Shereb Disrub Eish. There are a whole series of new halachas that now don't speak to the Gavra. The person who worshipped the Avodah Zarah, he died already last year. It doesn't matter. The Chefza takes on a life of itself. There's a halachic entity called a Chefza Shel Avodah Zarah. Says Reuven B'Dasaram, that's what the Torah says is no good. That's what a mitzvah of Aveira is. Anytime you have a chavta that's chal on it, a shame of Isser, it now has a new name, it has a new title. We call it by a brand new name called a dover shell, X, and X is an Aveira. That is called the mitzvah of Aveira. The original model of mitzvah of Aveira was stolen goods, Pavesimus HaGozel. The same model, says Reuven. When you steal something, it's not just you as a person did an Aveira stealing. I walk at the house, I walk away with your animal. It's not just I as a Gavra, I'm a Gazan. That's also true, I'm a Gazan. That item that I stole is a Dovra Gozel, and there are halachas that emanate from that. Let's say, Lamashal, if it's a Dovra Gonuf, it may be subject to Kefil. If it's a Dovra Gonuf, it's a Shor or Sena Shechter, it can now become subject to Chiyav of paying 4 and 5 times. If it's a Dovra Gozel, so Shina Koine, if I change it, I can Koine it. If it's a Dovra Gozel, maybe Yishas Koine. You have three problems of a comma, the seventh prep, the ninth prep, the tenth prep, all deal with the repercussions of Geneva and Gazela. What happens after the theft takes place? Now what? So most of those prakam deal with the different potential changes in the chefza that all emanate the halachic implications of being a dover gozel. Stolen goods is a halachic category. It's not just that you as a gavra violates. And a moshel, if you have an item that's stolen goods, now there's a problem. Somebody else can't buy those goods. There are many, many halachas that emanate that are now attached to this chefza that is stolen. So says Reb Reuven, that's the same thing with Avodah Zarah. Once something has chal on the shem of Avodah Zarah, there are repercussions down the line. Masha Enkin, a guy plucks off a berry off the hadas. So he is a guy for did it up here. It doesn't matter. I mean, it matters between me and the Rabban Shalom. It doesn't matter if he's with the Cheftza. There's no ramifications, no consequences. Nothing changes in the Cheftza proper. And therefore, says Reuven, that's not a mitzvah of Aveira, even according to the Rambam. So it's not enough just to say that an Aveira happened, an Aveira occurred in the past, and therefore the Cheftza is off limits. And Aveira happened that affected the Chavtza, and therefore it becomes subject to the Psalm of Aveira. And within that, says the Reuven, therein lies the answer to the question you mentioned. What about Shel Ir Nidachas? So Ir Nidachas is a strange thing, because the Lulav or Nesek Shel Ir Nidachas, nobody worshipped this tree. You're right, nobody worshipped the tree. But there are halachic ramifications called Nichse Ir Nidachas. The whole sugi, the last blotted through in Sanhedrin, deal with what are the halachic consequences of being part of a property that belongs to the Nidachas. There's a mitzvah shreifa, there's a hano, there are dinim that now are labeled, the nichse Nidachas have a new status in halacha. And listen to what it's called. It's called nichse ir Nidachas. Ir Nidachas is a bad thing, that's an aveiro. We don't want people to worship to become Ir Nidachas. So nichse ir Nidachas are called in halacha mitzvah aveira, even though, guess what, there was no aveira done to them. That doesn't matter. Based on Reb Reuven's redefinition of the Rambam, to qualify according to the Rambam to be a mitzvah of Aveira, it doesn't really mean that an Aveira was done to the Chetz. That's not really the issue. The real definition of mitzvah of Aveira according to the Rambam is the Chetz takes on a new title that is Aveira oriented. So that means there are four potential examples of mitzvah of Aveira. There's Lulav HaGozel, which Taka is the mitzvah of Aveira, because it takes on the status called the Dovra Gozel with all the halachic consequences. You have a Lulav HaNesrog Shel Ashera, which does, according to the Rambam, Rambam's Girsa, does fall into the category of mitzvah of Aveira, because the Chavtza now has halachic consequences. Those are the two examples that are mitzvah of Aveira, for sure. Then you have an Ir Nidachas, which, true, no Aveira was done to this item, but it's still halachic consequences with the new chal hashem called nichsei ir nidachas. So that is a problem of mitzvah aveira. So each one of those three fall under the category of the new Rambam's category of mitzvah aveira. But the fourth case, which does not fall under the category of mitzvah aveira, that is the hadas that had its berries plucked, even though an aveira was done, but there are no consequences. So it's almost the lulav shel ir nidachas and the hadas that you plucked off the berries in yontif are mamish opposites of one another. In one case, an aveira was done, but there are no consequences to the chefza. In the other, no aveira was done to the chefza, but there are consequences of shame aveira to the chefza. So what really is keveya mitzvah aveira is the chal shame of davar shel aveira, not so much the focus on did you personally do anything bad to this particular item. So this is a whole new understanding within Shittas Rambam. And again, we have three basic approaches in the Rishonim, what mitzvah aveira is, and perhaps what mitzvah aveira is not. And again, much of this discussion revolves around that girsa. If you have that girsa of mitzvah b'aveira by the esrog shel avad zara, then you have to explain what the aveira is. So you can either go down that very creative approach of the Ravid, that the aveira is the smelling, means the aveira is attributed to the shas maisa a mitzvah proper, or you go down the Rambam who extends it, not just the esrog, takes it out to lulav as well. And if you don't have that girsa, then you're free to say like Tosfos that there's no mitzvah b'aveira. There never was, never is. This has nothing to do with mitzvah b'aveira because there's no direct cause and effect between the aver and the mitzvah. So a lot of different ways of understanding.
It's worse by the berries. All the other examples, the aver that you're doing is not affecting the mitzvah. But by the berries, if not for the aver, you couldn't ever get to the mitzvah.
Oh, so you're asking Akasha now in Tosa. You're turning around in Tosa and saying, wait a second.
It's not the Gemara, though. The Gemara said that case is good.
Right. Do you want to, according to Tosa's understanding, that any time that the aver is directly responsible for the mitzvah, isn't that by definition called mitzvah aveira? That's a good question. Okay, we have to think about that question a little bit to Friday. So we have a couple of final touches on the sugi mitzvah aveira. We have to try to finish up the mitzvah on Friday, and then hopefully we'll have time to start already the next sugi.